You're listening to Guitar Goddess Radio with Izina.
I see you now. Ooh, purple. I love it. Hey, how's it going? Good, good. Yeah, I think so. Awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you very well.
Awesome. All right, great. I'm so excited. Thank you for sitting down with me today. We're just so super psyched. I was on your website and I was like having such a good time. I wanted to get the party started here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, the music we do, actually.
It is. I love it. And you've been touring so much. Tell me a little bit about that. What's going on these days?
Well, we just returned from New Orleans. We did the Mardi Gras there. We played with Foreigner.
Oh, cool.
Yes, a big ball after one of the parades.
Wow.
And we had our own show in Montreal the last Saturday, and now we're at Mohegan Sun Casino. We're playing tonight. The Maroon 5 is playing too.
Wow.
I'm going to try to catch Adam.
Yeah. Wow, you've really been working it out.
Yeah, well, we've been touring for over, since 96.
Okay.
So we played all over the States, Canada, Asia, the Caribbean, and a little bit of Europe, so we've been very blessed. Oh, South America, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what life is like on the road for some of our viewers who have never been on tour, they want to go on tour. Yeah. Give us a little bit of a backstage, what it's like, you know, being on the tour bus, traveling, that sort of thing.
Well, we see it all. Sometimes we have the chance to be in a nice tour bus or plane. Sometimes it's in a minivan. Sometimes we sleep. Sometimes we don't. And I'm in a 10-piece band, so we're three girls. And we have 11 boys with us total.
Oh, gosh.
10-piece band, seven in a van, but we have, like, all our technical crew with us. So it's a lot of boy stuff.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I think to see the crowd, you know, from what we do is so much fun. So when we go on the stage, people are there to party, so it's fun.
And what's been your favorite show so far?
Well, New Orleans 2 weeks ago was pretty memorable for us.
Yeah.
But we had the chance to play for a major crowd in Montreal. I think if you've seen our promo video.
Yes, yes.
Some of it is a show in Montreal, and there's about 100,000 people. So
wow.
That was pretty special, and we shared a stage with a very amazing entertainer. We played with, we had a chance to play with Rick James, who passed away, unfortunately.
Wow.
We played with Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, so that makes it very special.
Yeah, it does, it does.
Yeah.
And let's talk about your bass playing. My goodness, girl, you, like, really have a deep pocket there. Let's talk about how long you've been playing bass.
Actually, it's right here. Hold on.
Always within arm's reach.
That's my bass.
Nice.
I've been playing for over 20 years. And I had the chance to study with, maybe you know her because she's been in LA now, Rhonda Smith.
Yes.
She played with Prince.
Yes.
And I had a chance to take private lessons with her, and we play funk. Well, she showed me the... She introduced me to Larry Graham and all that stuff, so... But in what we do, it's all the best bass player, I think, are from that era, that all the funk and the disco. It's a challenge to play sometimes, because we do a lot of dancing and moving around, and
yeah.
Sometimes it's like... really a big bass line. So I've been, you know, studying online too, and doing my homework.
Yeah.
You have to be always on top of your game.
That is very true. And Speaking of that, like, what would you recommend to someone just starting out? For you said you study also online. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I tried the Berklee classes online.
Uh-huh.
And some of the classes were very easy, some were very, very hard, very advanced. Like I did the slapping one,
mm-hmm.
We started 20, we finished 3.
Wow.
It was, I had to put so many hours. And being on the road, sometimes because it's online, it's easier because you do it at your own, you know, time mm-hmm. and schedule. Mm-hmm. If you're done at 2 a.m., you want to start to play, well, you do what you want to do, you know. But, yeah, I think starting with the basic is the best. And to me, it's to play what you really like. Because mm-hmm. I don't try to play stuff I'm not comfortable with, you know. I try to work on what I need to play what I do. So it's a lot of
something. Yes, yes.
And, yeah, so the people who are just starting, I guess, you know, I play along some song that you really love, and I think it makes you want to play, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. I do also, my drummer gave me some, like, drum magazine and, in my suitcase. I carry this, Gary, it's all beat up. It's Gary Chester, and it's all, like, like, bass drum exercise that to warm up, and scales, but that's like the, you know, the work.
Yes, yes.
To what you really want to play.
And I think that's very interesting, because I think that sometimes artists believe that once you're on the road, you're no longer practicing or studying, but it never ends.
Never ends. We, the band, we have like, everybody in this, well, in my band, is practicing every day, every day. The drummer, me, everybody is really on the top of their game. And when we do the sound check, we try to get the sound right. But if there's, like, some songs we didn't play in a while, you know, we have to go through it, work on it. And we record the show, we listen. So it's a good tool to yeah. see. Because sometimes you're in the fire, you're like, oh, I gave a great show to yeah. guys. And then you listen back, and it's like, ee. So I think it's good homework. Also, to you know, sometimes we film it, uh-huh. and you know, like I always check my harmonics to see if I'm on tune. But I do it too much, so I see it in the video. I'm like, oh my god! So that looks silly. So I try to, you know, lose bad habits.
Awesome. Now tell me a little bit about your latest CD. I was online moving and grooving to, you know, your latest music. So that sounded like fun to
yeah.
record.
We have the latest CD is called Super Cool. It's been recorded, but it's a few years ago.
Okay.
But we do Earth, Wind & Fire on there. It's all covers. So we do a lot of like Kool & the Gang. We do a Sugar Hill Gang, Apache.
That's
and
fun.
We do a lot of more disco-y towards Donna Summer. But lately our show has been shifting a bit because we've been playing a lot in the States where we can do, you know, more Rick James, more, you know, we can try to do like Ohio players. In Montreal, they have no idea what it is. When you get into Fire or something, like they're like, oh, an original song.
That's great.
Yeah, so, yeah, that CD was a lot of fun to do. We recorded it in Montreal in the studio, and the sound engineer was the guy who always worked with Celine Dion, because we just did a show for her when she finished her last tour, and he was like, oh, guys, I want to work with you. So this guy came for free.
Wow, that's awesome.
That was awesome, yeah. So, and it's our main soundman, Denis Savage. I don't know if you say it in French or English, but Denis Savage.
Yeah.
So we had this guy with us, and it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think what we want to do is always recreate the live energy in the mm-hmm. studio, mm-hmm. make it alive, not to make it stiff, because it's music for party. That's why we always do like a live album sometimes, because this is where we're the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great, you know, fun to watch you perform and to, you know, listen to your band. What a massive band. I mean, looking at the band, I'm just like, how do all of these people travel? You've got gear, you've got costumes, and, you know, oh my gosh, it's just, you have to have like several buses following your...
All squished. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff when we travel, and it's a lot of people. It makes it fun, I think,
yeah.
personally. And we don't like to separate too much. family. But we had the chance to do it, and it's just great. It's fun. I think that's where I like the most, is to be on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how does that work? Like, you know, you always talk about, hear about life on the road. You know, how does that work with, like, friends and family that you're constantly gone?
Well, I think it's a personal thing. I think if you're made for it, it won't disturb you. I think it's harder for the people that stay at home, because when we travel, we're always the same band. We don't have subs in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So we've grown together. You know, we started to play music when we were very young together, and now, you know, so we've been together on the road for 16 years.
Wow.
So when we go on the road, it's like a party. It's like, yeah, we can do whatever we want.
That's great.
The people that stay at home, I guess it's more like, we know what's going to happen. I think that's another thing in our band that we're really proud of, is there, as I was saying, there's no subs. So the people that are there, we have over 5 hours of material we can play live. So we all know it very well. And there's no sequence at all in the show.
Wow.
It's all live. So that we're very proud of.
That's awesome. And there's no auto-tuning either, I hear.
No, there is not.
Well, talking about gear, moving on to gear... What's your setup? You know, what are you using these days? Are there any pedals that you're digging? You know, what amps are you working with?
I have the basic stuff. I have Ampeg and a Music Man.
Okay.
I have 810. It's very big. And I have like a head, SVT 20th anniversary head.
Nice.
It's very loud. It's amazing. I love it. I'm trying a lot of things. And this one, for me, for what we play, is the perfect match. And my Music Man, that I love so much.
Yes. It's awesome. Okay. It's all bedazzled.
Yeah. Hours of fun. I love this bass so much.
It's beautiful.
It got banged a little bit on the road. Oh. The other trip, I lost this. Was broken. I guess they opened the case to check it. And so when I arrived to do the show, I was missing a key.
Wow.
So Music Man sent me one.
Oh, nice. They sent you a backup.
Yes. And I have a DR string on. Those are, I don't know if you can see, but they're pink.
Yes, they're pink. I love them.
And they're glow in the dark as well.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
I love them. It's a very great setup. I have no effects. Sometimes I think in the room, like we play a few songs that has chorus on, I think they're going to add it in the front of the
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have. And the sound of it, well, you know, we play funk and disco. It's 4-string. It's very basic, but it's all I need to do it well. So, and I don't want to use another bass. I'm baby for that.
So you use that one bass. There's no backup.
Well, I have a backup.
Okay.
And I try not to use it. I never broke a string. I'm going to touch wood on live. And... Well, the only thing that happened is the G, key that broke mm-hmm. the peg. Twice it happened in 16 years.
Wow.
Never broke a string. Never had any problem live, except the battery. In the show, that was a little bit problematic. And I lost my strap. That's why I have those strap locked.
Yes.
Because I move a lot. And I have a wireless unit. I use a Sennheiser. We all use it in the band.
Okay.
Since I jump and move, it has to be like gaffer tape.
Yes.
strap. So it's, very, very basic, but it works, so.
Yeah, it does, and you guys sound amazing, and, you know, I'm just blown away that your setup is what it is, because I thought you were going to say, list off like 20 pedals that you're using, and effects, and what have you, so it's kind of nice to hear that all of that is not necessary. You know, yes, you can have the bells and whistles, but you can accomplish just as much or more with just the basic setup, and, you know, with the funk music, that's a lot of what they used anyways.
Yeah, well, our keyboard player does some synth bass in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it sounds good coming from him, coming from the Nord, you know. It sounds really, like, authentic. That if I try to do it with an octave or something, it won't sound as good, you know. It's not going to be the same touch. So I let him do it. And when it it's as far. Sometimes we do a fantastic voyage by lakeside.
Okay, yes.
And we share the part. He does all the synth bass and I do all the popping stuff in it. So we try to, you know, listen to each other. I have a big monitor too. He's trying to convince me to go with in-ears, but not yet.
Not yet. What monitor are you using these days?
I use what they supply usually, okay. But I have it with like kick and hi-hat.
Uh-huh.
It'll mix up the band. And right behind me, I have the percussion player, I have the drummer, the guitar player on my left. So I have a very nice acoustic, organic sound.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else is in the ears almost, so it's very low the volume on the stage. We have horn, you know, we used to have all the electric instrument on one side, mm-hmm. So we would have the keyboard, guitar, and bass. And then we split it up. We send the keyboard on the other side with the horns, and we have the perk, so it kind of split the volume.
Mm-hmm.
And the singer is all in ears, so they're not loud at all. They're just my monitor.
Wow, nice.
Yes. We have our own monitor guy. We have our own sound man. So you, with all the electronic, how do you call that? They have all the show program and the USB key.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, from one venue to another, if it's the same boat, or it takes 20 minutes to do the sound.
Wow. That's great. And how many miles do you think you've traveled on the road so far? I love to ask people this. Like, how many miles do you think you've traveled playing your bass?
Okay, just driving.
Okay, we'll start with driving, then we'll add flying.
Well, we do around 40,000 kilometers, so a year.
Wow.
And miles, I don't know. I don't know the conversion.
That's a lot of miles.
35,000 miles a year for 16 years.
Wow.
So that's driving. Flying is another.
I know, right? You've been all around the world, so. That's amazing. It's amazing. And what do you do in your downtime when you aren't, you know, practicing, doing sound check and performing? What are you guys doing? What do you do?
Well, when I'm at home, not practicing nothing, I try to stay in shape. I do yoga.
Okay.
I do some karate.
Cool.
Yeah, because this show is, you know, this is like 15 pounds, you know.
It's a physical show.
So you have to be, I think I have to stay in shape to do it. So I try to, you know, just be happy and enjoy life when I'm home. And other than that, as I said, try to practice and stay in shape. And it's a good life.
Yeah, it is a good life. And yeah. What do you listen to? What's in your iPod? You know, what are you listening to in your downtime? Any new bands or new music or...
Well, sometimes we discover bands on the road, so it's always fun to see other shows, yeah. You know, we don't have the chance often, but like last night we discovered this band called Ryan Montblow. I had no idea what they were, but they were very good, so I like them on Facebook. And I like really old stuff, like I would like Fleetwood Mac,
mm-hmm.
You know, like more like adult 70s adult contemporary, Michael McDonald. I really like the funk stuff, so I listen to it all the time. I like Michael Jackson very much. I have all his albums.
Aww.
New stuff? Well, Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
I like Rihanna. I'm going to see Rihanna in the month.
Nice.
I like Beyonce. Tonight, as I said, Maroon 5 is now, so uh-huh. I like them.
Yes. Say hi to Adam.
Yeah. If I found him, I'd keep him.
Right. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, I think I like a very wide variety of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to pinpoint.
Yes, I know. There's so much wonderful music out there.
So much. Now it's so easy to get access to everything. It's hard to mm-hmm. listen to.
Yes. So what's your next show? Tell us what's coming up next.
After this, we're going
Okay.
And we're going to be doing, we do a few private parties beginning of March, and then we're doing a casino around Ottawa area. So we're doing two nights there. We have a bunch of shows coming up. We're waiting for California to confirm for New Year's Eve.
Woohoo! Exciting.
I should know this week if it works. Palm Springs?
Oh, yes. Nice, nice.
Is it nice, yeah?
Yes. Out in the desert, the hot desert. But in New Year's Eve, it'll be cool and comfortable. It'll be more like Montreal when you in December.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
No snow, though. No snow.
Okay. Yeah, so we have that coming up. In the summer, we do a lot of festivals, outside festival in Canada. We love it very much. I'm trying to think. Nothing exciting yet.
Lots of exciting, very exciting. Well, where can we keep up with you? Tell us what your website address.
Yeah, well, we have the boogiewonderband.com, okay. Which is the Boogie My Band website. We're on Facebook, on Twitter, and I have my own Facebook, Boogie Cindy, so I guess you look for a girl with a bass and funky hair, and you're going to find me. And, yeah, I guess the website is where all the news are up, and you can see all the videos, and on our Facebook it's very, actually, we just put new picture that were taken in Montreal on it today, so.
Nice.
So it's fun to have people that stay in touch with us, and they can follow us on the road, it's fun.
Yes. Most definitely. And thank you so much for sitting down with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Keep rocking. My goodness, you're all over the place and just doing amazing work. And thank you so much.
Well, thanks to you, and hope to see you again soon.
Definitely. When you're out in California, we have to get together.
I'll let you know for sure. I'll invite you to the show.
All right. Sounds good. Thank
okay,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Guitar Goddess, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a positive review. For weekly updates on concerts, events, and VIP giveaways, don't forget to join our VIP list at guitargoddess.com. You can also find us on the web at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Guitar Goddess Co. Until next time, keep rocking.
You're listening to Guitar Goddess Radio with Azina.